Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello again, Andy. It's so good to see you. Hope things are going well for you today. And what are you thankful for? What would you share to start our podcast off here?
Thanks, Mike. And yes, things are going well for me today. I think that what I'm most grateful for right now is that as we record this session, I am 125 days away from retiring as Sanford president. I announced during a global pandemic several months ago that I would be retiring on June 30th. And so Presidential Search Committee is at work, and I have no doubt that they're going to come up with a great 19th president for Sanford. I'm really looking forward to retirement.
I'd like to ask you a question about that. There's a lot of people I speak with now that are retiring. I don't know if the pandemic had anything to do with that or not, but tell me a little advice you'd have for people who are thinking about retirement. Anything that you thought through that you think might be helpful for listeners to hear?
I could probably talk 3 or 4 hours about this one. I'll try to truncate all of that. You know, as a young man, I thought years ago when people would talk about retirement, why in the world would anybody ever retire? You know, I've always enjoyed work. And so, you know, it just didn't make sense to me to actually plan to retire. Well, Mike, you know, a few years ago, I began to understand that, you know, retirement might not be a bad thing. I probably have been thinking seriously about it for, I'd say, 10 years. I've known generally the time that I wanted to step aside. And I think that long college presidencies are good, but not too long. And you don't want to outstay your welcome. And you also, I think college presidents need to be careful about staying at least reasonably relevant with 18 to 22 year olds. And I say reasonably because, I mean, that's a good moment for me these days to be reasonably relevant to them. So I've had a general time frame in mind, not a specific date, but it's a scary thing in some ways as you get closer to it and as you know what you're going to do, but you can't talk about it very much. And so it helps to have one or two friends in addition to your spouse that you can open up with about this and share your thoughts. That has helped me a great deal. And I'm grateful to have friends like that in my circle of relationships.
Well, thanks for sharing that. It's so relevant these days with everybody trying to make those big life decisions. Thanks for sharing that, Andy. So tell us about another small time leader in your life.
I've been blessed with a lot of people in my life who have come alongside and given me the kind of advice that I needed. In the story that I last related about Mrs. McGinnis, it was a kind of a lovely kind of encouragement. This story is a little bit different. It was encouragement, but it was kind of a 2x4 across my head from a person that I loved and I think very deeply for me. His name was Ben Elrod, and he was actually started out in ministry as a Baptist preacher in Arkansas. He got a doctorate in theology, and then he felt that God was probably leading him into higher education. And so he went back, he went to Indiana University and got a doctorate in education. And so this is a guy with two doctorates who was serving as the president of college where I worked in Arkansas. A great mentor and a great friend. And I had managed to work my way up and become vice president for development, which your listeners may or may not know. That is the head person in a university who goes out to shake down alumni to try to get them to give money to the college. So that was my job. And my background is I'm a first generation college graduate. And so to earn an undergraduate degree was quite something. But then I'd managed to pile a master's degree on top of it. And so here I was a vice president. And I thought that's the position I'm going to hold for the rest of my life. So a VP for development has opportunities to travel with the president of the institution quite a bit to go see people. And Mike, I remember we were, it's about a 200-mile trip that we were making to see some donors. So on the way back from that trip, my friend Ben Elrod set in on me for about the 15th time on telling me that I needed to get a doctorate. This had been a persistent theme with him, but he was a very gentle kind of person. And so it was more in the way of, Andy, you just need to be thinking about this. And I'm just asking you to pray about it and think about the significance of doing it, all of that. And so he began the same routine that I'd heard so many times before about how I needed to go ahead and get a doctorate. And it frustrated me because I was enjoying my work and I felt that I was appropriately credentialed to do what I was doing. And so I think I may have actually interrupted him, spoken over him, I think. And I said, why in the world do I need a doctorate? And there was this long pause in the car. And then he said, do you know how that makes me feel? I've worked hard to earn 2 doctorates. I paid a lot of money. It took a lot of time. I have 2 doctorates. That was important to me. And do you know how it makes me feel for you to say that? And Mike, he delivered in that moment exactly what I needed. He called me out. In a way, he put me in my place. And it stung at the time because he had never, I don't know if you'd call that a rebuke, but this man had never even come close to saying anything like that to me. We had a very close relationship, very affirming relationship. And then I began to listen to him in a way that never had before. And he talked then at some length about how I could have a long and very successful career in higher education, but I couldn't do it unless I had a doctorate. There would be limits, serious limits, about how far I could go. And in fact, I had already reached those limits. Well, the impact of that was immediate and it was dramatic in my life because within 1 week, I was sitting in the office of the chair of a doctoral program in higher education administration. And we began to talk through what it might look for me to take this long walk toward getting that degree. Then within, as I recall, within 3 months, then I was enrolled in my first summer course that eventually led to getting that doctorate. Ben Elrod responded as sometimes I think a friend ought to respond with truth to me, a moment of conviction. And if he hadn't said that to me, I would still be vice president for development at Ouachita. And I think I would have had a really good life and a good career, but I wouldn't have become president of Ouachita and I wouldn't have become president of Sanford. And the thousands of people that I've met over the years, and many of them who have become good friends, and the progress that I've seen in institutions, it wouldn't have happened except Ben Elrod asked me that piercing question that stopped me and made me realize that I wasn't living up to my potential.
What a courageous friend. I wonder if I have a friend like that. I mean, to have somebody that would just do that. And that's amazing that someone would have that courage to speak to you that way. And I'm sure that plays out for you as a leader in the organization from time to time. the people you work with. And as we wrap up here, any word from this story that you'd pass on to leaders who are listening to this podcast that they may take and use in their work and life?
Yes, the word is truthful. And it's not that we run from the truth in our normal conversations. It's not. But occasionally we find ourselves with someone that you're in a trust relationship with, and you see that they're missing a point. And the tendency too often for us is because we're pressed for time. We don't want to go there. We don't want to open that door to that part of the conversation. We won't be fully truthful with them about what we're seeing. And that's not good stewardship of close relationships. Good stewardship compels us to say the right words to those people, those friends at that time.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for being with us today. And I know everybody will gain a lot from your two words, watchful and truthful, that you left us with as leaders and as in our life, in our work. So thanks again. Happy retirement. Hope to see you on the golf course sometime.
Sounds great, Mike. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.